which was then the good guy. Mark DeMichael was still the CEO, and it was a wonderful corporate citizen. So our primary funder was APS, and APS tasked to the Heritage Fund another close friend who has passed, Tom Woods. And Tom stayed dedicated to this cause until we lost him. The honorary co-chairs for, does anyone here in the room remember or know who the honorary initial co-chairs were?
Oh, we care.
Pardon?
We care. You know?
Barry Goldwater and Bruce Babbitt.
And Mo Udall. Yeah. So it was Senator Goldwater, Congressman Udall, and then Governor Babbitt. That shows the kind of political breadth we had, and again, reflected a time when folks worked more together. There are several of you here who are now or used to be with cities. We had support from Paul Johnson, Herb Drinkwater, George Renner, Harry Mitchell, Chris Bavese, and Tom Volge signed on, Republicans and Democrats. And the only visible opposition we had that year was from the Arizona Tax Institute, Barry Aaron. Some things never change. I don't actually remember a huge amount about our campaign. It was an interesting political year in 1990 because John Rhodes, Mo Udall, Bob Stump had become a Republican by that point, John Kyle, Jim Colby were all on the ballot. And that was the year that Symington and Goddard ran, and there was the runoff, which Symington ultimately won. And the final vote on what was Prop 200 was 648,000 for, 394,000 against. We got over 60% of the vote. So, broad coalition, serious corporate and community support, and we won overwhelmingly. But as with everything that involves public lands, they are subject to continual debate. I remember talking some years ago at an event somewhat like this with a bunch of parks directors from cities across the state, and they said, well, why is this always so political? And I said, they're public lands. They're not private lands, they're public lands. My wife and I are doing a remodel on our house right now, and we're constantly negotiating what the kitchen's gonna look like. Although you can imagine how I'm doing in those negotiations. And that's the nature of dealing with public land. So it had no more passed. And Russ, I don't remember when you were in the legislature, I'm sorry.
2005 through 2010.
Yeah, so
no,
that was after this. There was a representative from Mesa who became fairly well known later on, Jeff Grosskost, and he was a new legislator. And we had no more passed this thing than he decided he was going to get a bunch of the money diverted. And as I said, APS was a very strong supporter back then. And APS had a lobbyist for many years, a man named Marty Schultz. And Marty is truly a force of nature. And so we meet with Marty, we get a legislative strategy going on how to keep this from happening. Mark Killian is then Speaker of the House, and we're having a meeting in the Speaker's office And Marty's there, I'm there, a few other people are there, Grosskopf is there, and Killian actually doesn't show up. And Grosskopf goes off on this story, I've got this many votes, and I got this, and I got that, and yada, yada, yada. And Marty reaches into his pocket and looks at Grosskopf. And for those of you who have spent time lobbying, you normally don't call members by their first name. But Marty reaches into his pocket, pulls out a letter and says, Jeff, I've got a letter from Speaker Killian who says, this is not coming to the floor, it's the only vote I need. And it didn't come to the floor. But that was 2 years in and we were already facing battles. We had assembled a pretty significant board. I was saying to Janice the other day, I candidly can't find any of my files from back then. I mean, this is 28 years ago. I remember Chris Hamill, who was very close to Governor Babbitt, was on our board. Eva Patton from the Nature Conservancy was on the board. Wes Gullett, then on Senator McCain's staff, was on our board. And a number of other people. Tom Woods was on the board. So about 4 years, 4 or 5 years into the Symington administration, Governor Symington decides that he wants a bill where the governor can remove and replace members of any board or commission at the will of the governor. And boards and commissions in Arizona have different statutory bases, but Game and Fish was one where once you were appointed, you could only be removed for cause. And we had a very strong Game and Fish board at the time. Duane Sharp was the director, if I recall correctly. And the governor actually managed to move that bill through the legislature. It got passed. And we put together the most amazing coalition of environmentalists and what we call hook and bullet guys, and back then it was primarily guys, who saw primarily Game and Fish, but other boards as sacrosanct. And we decided we'll refer it to the ballot. And with a combination of those and Sandy Barr from the Sierra Club, very heavily involved, we actually gathered enough signatures to refer the statute to the ballot. The legislature decided they didn't want that and they just repealed it before it came time to go to the ballot. The reason I tell those two stories is the fight for what we have in the Heritage Fund, the political fight, has been ongoing since the beginning. Over time and currently, there have been various serious erosion of what it was. In fact, part of what happened at Heritage over the years, what gave rise to the passage of what's called the Voter Protection Act. The legislature could no longer do this if this had been passed at the ballot, because we subsequently changed the Constitution to prohibit that, but it doesn't apply to the act. And that's sort of my last thought about the people we've lost. Beth, what I do have some of those files going back. I was in Washington in 2009, 2010 at Homeland Security during the Obama administration. And when I came back, Beth came to me and we wrote a number, or tried to draft a number of items to go to the ballot, and Beth battled for the fund until the very end. I don't really have a silver bullet on what to do to reinvigorate the initial heritage concept, except to fight, as Jana says. Give thought to the possibility of taking something like this to the ballot, trying to find a way to build the kind of political coalition we had in the beginning, where we crossed party lines, we crossed interest lines. It was a wide geographic base from Yuma to Flagstaff and down to Tucson, and pull that sort of coalition together, because I don't really doubt that the bulk of the people still fundamentally support what the Heritage Fund is all about. It's an honor to be here after 28 years. I was joking with someone earlier that I think some of our hair colors have changed, and there's not quite as much as there used to be. But it's one of the proudest moments of my life being involved, and I wish you well. I'm glad to answer any historical questions if I can, if anyone knows, has any, but thank you very much. Hey, Sam.
I have two questions. You know, the leadership of the delegation, Barry Goldwater, would that be important now, since there isn't a federal component to it? And then Janice's observation that